This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The Texas Secretary of State has initiated an investigation into a complaint from Houston area State Senator Paul Bettencourt. Bettencourt says Harris County allowed voters to register their home addresses to post office boxes in violation of a bill he authored in 2023. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports.
In a letter to Annette Ramirez, Harris County Tax Assessor Collector and Voter Registrar, Bettencourt asserts the county failed to remove from the voter rolls those who had registered their addresses to local United Parcel Service stores. He says the alleged oversight could put the county in violation of state laws that passed in recent years and restrict funding for the county. Secretary of the State Jane Nelson on Tuesday said her office will not hesitate to take the next steps towards oversight if they find the county failing to protect voter rolls. In response, a spokesperson for the county's tax assessor collector's office said they were made aware of the senator's complaint. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
The price of Bitcoin is down more than 30% from its October record. But that's not stopping the state of Texas from buying $5 million worth of the cryptocurrency. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports.
Texas is the first state in the U.S. to buy Bitcoin for its strategic reserve, acquiring $5 million at roughly $87,000 per Bitcoin, according to Bitcoin Magazine. The purchase was made through BlackRock iShares Bitcoin Trust. The move signals growing state-level interest in Bitcoin as a strategic reserve. In June, Governor Greg Abbott signed the legislation into law, creating the Texas State Strategic Bitcoin Reserve. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Thousands of people are expected to gather downtown on Thursday for Houston's 76th annual Thanksgiving Day Parade. News 88.7's Grayson Bobian has details.
Houston's Thanksgiving Day Parade is one of the oldest in the nation, first held in 1949. This year's event will feature elaborate floats and dozens of performers, including Christina Wells, Danny Gokey, and six marching bands from around the state. The parade will begin at 9 a.m. and follow a familiar route, beginning and ending on Smith Street and making a lap around Walker, Milam, and Louisiana. Several surrounding streets will be closed as well, with all affected streets expected to reopen by 3 p.m. I'm Grayson Bobian, News 88.7.
Flu season is underway, and many public health experts are worried that we're in for a rough ride this winter. The current strain has multiple mutations from this year's flu vaccine. Dr. Jason Bowling with UT Health San Antonio says it's still worth getting the shot.
For children, it was about 75% effective in reducing the risk of going to the ER or ending up admitted to the hospital. For adults, it was about 30 to 40%. Now, that's early, so those numbers could change, but at least we have an early snapshot showing that the vaccine is still effective.
The current H3N2 flu strain has historically been associated with more severe illness and a higher risk of complications. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.